All right. Not a difficult healing. It's not a very complicated healing. Do you, Melinda, do you want to read it so I can, without, I can't read and walk through the steps. I've done what I just did right there, bring my energy into full, and then you're going to do a light, a quick chakra balance. Okay? So I'm just going to do, I'm going to do a really quick chakra balance. Actually, we're going to do the arms too. So, quick chakra balance, no close.
Move to the head of the table. This healing can be done sitting or standing. Visualize opening your seventh chakra to divine guidance and consciousness.
Everybody just do this. As she talks about this, just close your eyes, and this is the preparation for the healing.
Bring a ball of brilliant white light down from the individuation point into your head, clearing your upper chakras. Open the client's sixth and seventh chakra. Thumbs together over the third eye, fingers around the cranium. Begin to gently open the crown, yours, and let the consciousness and divine guidance light stream in. Do not send or force. This is intentional. Hold it in you.
So as I'm holding her third eye and head, I am letting that ball descend in me. Okay, once again, this is an intentional healing. I'm allowing that energy, that whole energy field, to come down through my life purpose line and through my chakras. Everything's being filled at this point.
Slide the left hand under the back of the head and place three fingers over the forehead to fill the cranium with the brilliant light of consciousness.
So I'm just going to hold her head with my, try to get my palm under there as much as I can, and then three fingers, pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus. They're all in here somewhere. You know, you saw the chart. It's like you can't stick your hand in there. But what you want to be doing here is you want to be putting your hand there and then let your fingers literally sink in to those points. Allow them just to naturally fall to those points.
So you're filling the cranium with the brilliant light of consciousness, focusing on the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus.
In you.
Fill each system by holding each level of your field light. This creates a unified light in the sixth and seventh chakras that can process guidance and knowing through all systems. Leaving the three fingers over the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus, slide the left hand under the back of the fifth chakra, giving the three domains of light a manifesting vibrational voice in the entire system.
Okay, so sometimes you'll have to let go of those three points to gently move their head. If you slide your hand out too quickly from under their head, it drops it. So gently take your hand out, place their head back down, and now you have one hand under the fifth chakra.
Leave the three fingers over the pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus, and slide the left hand up into the occipital joint, the aha point. Feel the jolt of knowing yourself as an integrated whole that enthusiastically embraces all 12 of your levels of energy field. Notice where the client holds back from their passion and expand that within yourself. Take the right hand off the forehead and slide it down to the back of the fourth chakra and the spiritual life purpose point, linking the fourth, fifth, and spiritual life purpose and aha points to awaken the ability to simultaneously take action on both the inward and outward life purpose.
Okay, so when you have this, notice, I don't have to have my hand under the back of her head to get to her zeal point here, the aha point. All I need to do is go under her neck and pull up. And that little curve there at the occipital joint is right in it. Okay? Ideally, you want to do this healing with your hand on the back of their heart, on their will center. Okay? And over the back of the spiritual life purpose point. So you're getting those energy centers from the back. If somebody is too heavy or you can't lift them up without, you know, sort of really jostling them around, you can do this over the front as well, over the heart this way. But basically, the easiest is right between the shoulder blades, and you don't need to help. You want to really encourage your clients not to help you when you need to move them, and just say and just lift up the sheet and just slide your hand gently underneath. Okay. Okay. So now we've got one hand behind the heart. Oops. And one hand on the occipital.
Run the energy down through the chakras and life purpose line deep into the earth's core, up through the spiritual source and fully expanded deep into soul realm of consciousness.
So when the aha point, when this happens up here, when the brain sort of goes, I get it, at every level, it experiences it at that really deep sensate, you have that feeling that the bowl plays and you're like, oh my God, there's something amazing happening. What happens is the aha point gets it, and when you feel that I get it, that's it literally doing this. It is sending it right down the nervous system through the whole body, and then you feel it at every level, every chakra level.
So when you've finished that, you move to the feet, hold the grounding point to bring full balance to the system. And again, that's your grounding point. And then you do a normal close. And you let them stay on the table for a few minutes to enjoy their internal unity.
Okay. So we do a normal close. Just a reminder on normal close, always sending, and at this point, since you're holding all the energy field, you are literally sending energy through her field that she can hold both her chakras, not only her body, and her chakras, her life purpose line, which you're holding right here in your physical life purpose. It literally, you can have this person connected right straight off of that, and the core essence expanded out infinitely. You hold all that. Visualize that, hold for them that's the level of consciousness they can have, rather than just a thinking consciousness. And then you're going to close the field, front and back, and step out of the field. So the way this works is we're bringing the upper chakras, 7, 6, and 5, into consciousness. Okay? They are the, you know, remember, seventh chakra represent, it's, you know, the pineal gland is going to be seventh chakra, the pituitary sixth chakra, the emotional centers, and then the fifth chakra is the first chakra of the upper chakras. It's like that's the grounding, that's the lower self of the upper chakras. That's going to be the pituitary. So we bring those three chakras and those three energetic glands into union. So we're starting here, and then we're going to the sixth chakra, and we begin to wake these up. So we've brought the ball of light in. We're awakening those, and each one of those will glow. You'll feel them inside your own head. You'll start seeing like fireworks in your own head. You'll see many more colors as you awaken all those three together. Then you're going to go to the fifth chakra. So you're integrating the three chakras and the three glands. And now when those three levels of consciousness get something, when they come into this awareness of the light, then you move into the occipital joint. That's when you're moving up to the aha point, and it's like, I get it. And that's when you want to really feel like that's the process. When you have an aha, this is actually what happens. Those three glands, those three upper chakras, get it. The lower chakras have done whatever work they've gotten. That's why we're saying you need to do the work down here. So when you get up to here and you go, I get it, it instantly has some place to go. But if you haven't done the work down here, you can get it all day long. It just hits the block. It hits the wall right here at the heart or at the third chakra where it's like, hey, I'm not changing. Great, you got it. I'm not changing. But it literally changes your life. So that's why this is the healing. Once you've done some work with somebody, you can really give them the power back down through the system. This is what Chakra 6 and 7 Weekend is for you. We are going to allow you now to feel what you've always done. Every time you've actually made a realization that's changed your life, this is what's happened energetically. Does everybody understand? Ready to give it a try? Pineal, 6 is the pituitary, and 5th is the hypothalamus. In the book of Rhys Thomas, that's how it goes.